So remember that the primary responsibility for preventing and detecting fraud is for those charged with governance and management. But the auditor should obtain reasonable assurance that the accounts are, as a whole, free from material misstatement, whether caused by fraud or error. So what they've got to do is try and identify and assess the risks of material misstatement due to fraud and error, obtain sufficient appropriate evidence via audit responses to address such risks, and to respond appropriately to identified or suspected cases of fraud. And what follows now is an audit approach that can try and get all those three things together.